Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signal that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's a business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm a Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all be cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Palito, this is El Rock Smith Bay, tuned in live to another episode on our Talk Times of America. Civil rights or human rights, part one of a 12-part series. Today is April 18th, 2017. Okay. Now tonight, as the title of the show suggests, we will learn to differentiate between civil and human rights. Okay. We're going to go into the etymology, the origin of the meaning of words, right? what is the true meaning of the word, not what we think it means, not what somebody wants it to mean, but what is the true original meaning of words, okay? Because, again, when you deal with language, then that's where you're going to get to the root of the thing. That is the foundation, okay? Whether it be by the tongue or by body or mental, okay? Now, on one of my previous shows, Claiming Your Heritage with L. Ross Smith Bay, I went into exposing the whole civil rights movement and how it was a fraud that was perpetuated against the indigenous people of America to enslave them into believing that they are not indigenous or original to this land called America, North America, Central America, South America, Canada, Alaska, Greenland, Bahamas, the Caribbean, Cuba, Virgin Islands, right? This is all America. But now we're going to deal with how civil rights and how not knowing the law, not knowing universal law, not learning or knowing the law of the land, now learning the supreme law, or not practicing the law, caused us in a very dangerous, has put us into a very dangerous situation. It has brought us down to this level of existence, this low level of existence that we are in, where we are controlled, where we are controlled by outside forces, and we're not aware of them even being controlled or programmed, right? Where we have been taken down to this low level where we must now pay for something to drink or to eat when everything is free and does not have a price, okay? Where the energy was already exchanged and it was already paid for prior to the creation of this fiat, or what you know as cash money, right? And again, I want to deal with civil rights first so we can understand and understand what is really civil rights and what was the whole civil rights movement about. Okay, but before I do that, I just want to give thanks to the Iron Essence for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information to the world and to my people. Okay, I had an article, and I'm going to reread it for those who may not have heard my previous shows. It's an article written in 1964 by George C. Wallace, okay? The Civil Rights Movement Fraud, okay? And I'm going to read some very interesting things out of this article. And George C. Wallace, 1964, the Civil Rights Movement is a fraud, sham, and hoax. And he was the governor of Alabama. And you know, it's something with these governors of Alabama. Previously in 2010, if I'm not mistaken, the governor of Alabama called a group of so-called African-American aboriginals, right, on live television, and he got a lot of backlash, right, saying why did he call these American blacks aborigines? But now we're just dealing with this governor of Alabama in 1964, George Wallace. And this is what he has to say about the civil rights, okay? He says, it is therefore a cruel irony that the President of the United States took to law the most monstrous piece of legislation ever enacted by the United States Congress. It is a fraud, a sham and a hoax. This bill, which is he's talking about the Civil Rights Act, will live in infamy. To sign into law at any time is tragic. To do so upon the eve of the celebration of our independence insults the intelligence of the American people. It dishonors the memory of countless thousands of our dead who offered up their very lives in defense of principles which this bill destroyed. He goes on further to say, it dishonors the memory of countless thousands of our dead who offered up their very lives in defense of principles which this bill destroys. Never before in the history of this nation have so many human and property rights been destroyed by a single enactment of the Congress. Now, what is he talking about? What is he saying? What does he mean when he's talking about human and property rights being destroyed by the enactment of the Civil Rights Act? I thought the Civil Rights Act was supposed to secure African American, black, and colored people's right to vote and to live in freedom freely in segregated areas and communities, right? I mean, this is what they tell us, but what is this Albion man? Why is he saying all this? Like, this sounds phony, you know? And I'm going to continue reading before I answer that question that I just posed. She goes on further to say, to illustrate the fraud, it is not a civil rights bill. It is a federal penal code. It creates federal crimes which would take volumes to list and years to tabulate because it affects the lives of 192 million American citizens. It affects our political rights, our rights to trial by jury, our rights to the full use and enjoyment of our private property, the freedom from search and seizure of our private property and possession, the freedom from harassment by federal police, and in short, all the rights of individuals inherent in a society of free men. Now, this is a very important article that I had to bring back, because this was written in 1964. In 1960, this is when a lot of Reconstruction and a lot of the rights were being stripped again from the indigenous people of America and from those trying to live in harmony with us. This is when the whole Rockefeller and the bankruptcy had to be re-extended within the United States Corporation. Okay. Well, 1960 was a major, it was like a pivotal point in history. Trade to what you've been taught, civil rights. As his governor of Alabama, George C. Wallace, was so fervently trying to tell y'all, civil rights is not something that you want to have. That's not something you want to be a part of when you're dealing with United States American Corporation, right? Because what you're going to find out that when you look at the United States Code, USC, okay, there's going to be some things that's going to surprise you when you look at the IRS, Internal Revenue Code. There's some things that's going to come into light that you may not have heard about dealing with the United States. USC 26, which is the United States Code 26, Section 6331. you're going to find some eye-opening information. Because in law, they always tell you what's going to happen. Okay? They tell you what is the law and where did it originate from. So if you have your pencil and pen, you need to go to, or go to Google, United States Code 26, Section 6331. Okay? Find some eye-opening information dealing with the corporation and how it is fraudulent and de facto. And how civil rights are not human rights. Human rights is something that, unless you give them away yourself, unless you waive your rights, right? Because now we're dealing with legal terms. Again, we gotta learn the language. What is waiving your rights mean? What is the definition of waive? What is the legal definition? Because again, you gotta learn the language. The language of law called legalese. Totally different words that don't mean what you think they mean. Because you don't know the true etymology of words. So what does waive your rights mean? Let's see. Well, the definition of a waiver or waive is a voluntary relinquishment or surrender of some known right or privilege. Okay? So there it is. That's the legal definition of waive. It's not some wave waving your hand. That's not the definition, the legal definition of waive. It's not something that you find at the beach or ocean. That's not a wave. A wave is a voluntary relinquishment or surrender of your rights. Okay? And again, there's a difference between human rights and civil rights. Civil rights are not really rights. They're more of a privilege because they can be away because they were given to you, okay? Once you become a part of the United States Corporation, once you become naturalized, right? Not nationalized, but naturalized. Two different meanings between nationalized and naturalized, okay? So don't get me confused. And I have about 8 minutes left. And I'm, like I said, I know I'm kind of just hopping around from area to area. So now is the time. Call in, you know. Got any input? Question, comment, feel free. Line is open. Okay. Now, I want to just try to give a little couple definitions dealing with these legal designations that are placed upon you and you really don't comprehend what they actually mean. For instance, what is a minor? When someone is a minor, that means they are incompetent. That means they are not, they have no legal standing. They are incapable of providing for themselves on a legal level, right? Okay, that's what that means. That is the legal, lawful definition of minor. Okay, so if we know what a minor is, what is a minority? Think about that. If you know what a minor is, then what is a minority and why are you being called a minority? If a minor is an infant, right, who is someone who is legally incompetent. And if you apply that minor to a minority, then they're calling you, you're legally incompetent. You have no economic standing, right? So just think about that for a moment. They're calling you a minority because they know you can't be a minority as in the sense of the word that you perceive it to be, as such as majority, which is the vast amount of people, and minority, which is the smaller amount or lesser amount. Because we know a minority, which they designate a dark-skinned people, usually we outnumber them 10 to 1. So we know they can't be actually saying minority as in that, because we're the majority. What you have to understand is that we got to learn the true meaning of words. For instance, there's something called the age of majority, right? This is dealing with emancipation. When a transfer of property is from one owner to another, that's how it's supposed to work. Once you reach 18 and over, that's when you become the age of majority and you're no longer considered a minor or a minority. So legally, anyone known as a minority or minority group is still considered to be under 18. Because they have no legal competence. They're an infant. Because they have not claimed their heritage, their nationality, or their birthright. Because they have a contract with the state. But that's a whole nother story, whole nother area. You know, that may go off in the people. I might lose some people when they're trying to understand what I'm saying. I'm just keeping with the words, the age of majority. Look up, what does majority mean? What does minority mean? Legal words, legalese, okay? And then what happens when you go deeper, you start dealing with these labels that are being placed upon you, like black, white, Puerto Rican, Hispanic. What are these actually something that we created? Do they have a meaning? Where's their origin? Right? These are the type of questions that should be asked. You know, this is dealing with identity. This is dealing with who you are. Where is your people? Where do you come from? You know? No, it's all about spirituality, but you're in a physical body, so you must know the physical as well as the spiritual. You know, I said, you know, don't be so spiritual that you will leave your body and your body just decays, right? You want to find a balance, right? You want to have duality. And with that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode on our Talk Times of America Network. I'll be on at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone tomorrow. Your identity is your most valuable possession. With that being said, Farnisha, thank you.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signal that read. Buzzing, radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah.
And opinions.
snooze. Wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, my cousin Carl Duckworth said, know my worth.